So I actually had the idea of this for the last 3 years. Halfway across the Molokai Channel, which is the longest swim I've had to date. It was a 24-hour swim without stop, without touching the boat, without help. Halfway across that, I realised that I wasn't someone who was going to give up until I reached the other side. So all of these channels, which are expensive, become just a very expensive day trip if you know that you will do anything to make it to the other side. So I tried to look at something that was going to piece them together to make it a prolonged challenge or change the challenge in some way. And there's a list of channels. The World Open Water Swimming Association came up with this list called the Ocean Seven. And it's the equivalent of the Seven Summits climbing world. It's not the seven longest channels, but they're seven of the most iconic channels. So you've got the English Channel, you've got Ireland to Scotland, Straits of Gibraltar, Cook Straits in New Zealand. So there's seven of them around the world, Japan, California, lovely places. Five people have completed this list to date in their lifetimes. I'm going to do them in a year, in a single year, in a 12-month period. So it's as much a recovery challenge as it is. Me incredulously.
I'm looking at you and I'm looking at producer Jack Kyler outside, who's has just shot me the same look you must get from everyone who just goes, what on earth and why on earth? I mean, it's extraordinary. I have no doubt that you'll get it done. And I know you need some sponsorship and we'll talk about the logistics later. Sure. But physically, how many miles is that then over the course of the year? Take out the training for a start, just the swims.
Well, once you've trained for one of them, that becomes perpetual. So you don't train in between them. It's all just eating and sleeping and travelling. So, yeah, you can average... The average distance is about 20 miles and you will swim 30% longer than that, given current. So, yeah, you're swimming about 25 miles a swim.
You mentioned they're not necessarily the longest, but they are the most challenging, potentially, and the most iconic. I know when you've done swims in the past, there's all sorts of jellyfish and you have to be careful. What's lurking in the deep for you in some of these?
Okay, so yeah, I'll be swimming in Hawaii and the coast of California. Catalina Island is a marine reserve. It's got the highest density of population of different kinds of sharks in the world. So, you know, you have to face down those fears. But if you are someone who's afraid of what's in the water, you won't do sea swimming. You just won't. The shark fear isn't something that I have. I respect sharks. I am aware that they exist. We are not their prey of choice. They don't like eating us. We sometimes get bitten by accident, but it is an accidental. And you're actually quite lucky if you see them. Nobody to date has ever been killed doing any of these challenges.
Doing a sea swim like you're talking about.
Yeah, no.
Why is it, I mean, this sounds a ridiculous question given the epic nature of the event, but why is it that only five people have managed to do it before? What is it about these particular swims? Is it logistics? Is it money? Is it how treacherous they are?
All of the above. All of the above, really. The list only really came into fruition about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. The World Open Water Swimming, they sort of formalised this list of the seven swims because people were starting to tick them off. I mean, the North Channel, which is my first channel from Ireland to Scotland, Northern Ireland to Scotland, it's not the prettiest stretch of water. It's going to be only about 14, 15 degrees. There's going to be lots of lion's mane jellyfish. You've got shipping. You've got, you know, fickle weather. So only 13 people, that's only been swum 13 times before, ever. So they're all, they test all of the different swims, challenge different aspects of the swimmer. So the Straits of Gibraltar, which some people would consider the easiest swim, it's only 10 miles, you've got a 3-knot current constantly working against you. So that's a 10-mile speed trial. You have to sprint for 10 miles. And then you have the cold water, and then you have a long one in warm water, and then you have one that's incredibly strong tides. The English Channel is renowned for its strong tidal pattern. So it's something that's going to pull all different aspects of a swimmer around, which fascinates me as whether a human body can cope with going from one challenge to the next.
I see you as a role model. I do, and I think there'll be people listening who will be amazed by your story. Do you ever sit back and think, blimey, I'm a bit of a role model now, or I have accomplished something? No one can take that Cornwall to the Isles of Scilly swim away from you. You are the first. There'll never be another first. Do you think back to that 17-year-old who was in a wheelchair being told your life is very different now and think, blimey, what would she have thought? Would she ever have thought I'd have got to this point?
I am still that 17-year-old. I am the 17-year-old that pushed and said, no, I will not settle for this. And I think that's something that I lost in the scramble for recovery, that actually now, no, I feel more like that 17-year-old, defiant and saying, actually, no, I'm not going to accept the fact that you don't think I can do that. So, no, I hear it as a tape loop. And I mean, when I walked up on French soil, the first channel that I ever did, I realised I'd become my own hero, which is not a peacock, puff-chested, cockerel strutting. It's this quiet shift that you think, wow, the buck stops here. And the buck stopping here is no longer scary.